The sandy dirt and dried-out fields of Thailand's northeast look little like the country's tourist brochures. The region, known as Isan, is the country's poorest. It is also the stronghold of the Red Shirt Movement, which has brought downtown Bangkok to a halt in 2 months of protests that have repeatedly turned violent. Many here are enthusiastic supporters of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in a 2006 military coup. They are angry at his ouster and court cases that removed an elected Thaksin-allied government in 2008. Mr. Thaksin is a chief backer of the Red Shirts. Lamun Wuratnam is a rice farmer in the village of Kumbong. He says, like most farmers here, he saw his livelihood improve under Mr. Thaksin's policies aimed at Thailand's poor. Those policies included cheap healthcare and a low-interest village loan program that has allowed him to buy fertilizer and hire workers, increasing his income. He says Mr. Thaksin was the first Prime Minister to listen to the poor here. He says the 2006 coup went against the democratic will of the people and that the current government of Prime Minister Apisit Wechachua is afraid to even come to the northeast. When Mr. Apisit attempted to visit the nearby town of Nong Khai in March, angry redshirts forced him to flee by helicopter. Redshirt crowds in several provinces have also in recent weeks blocked roads and rail lines believed to be carrying troops and supplies to Bangkok. Incomes in Isan fall well below the national average and are minuscule in comparison to Bangkok, where they are protesting. The local economy is ruled by agriculture, but the soil is infertile and much of the northeast is in the grip of a drought. For generations, poor northeasterners have migrated to richer parts of Thailand or abroad to make a living in menial jobs, from driving taxis to dancing in sleazy go-go bars. But everywhere there are signs of the prosperity that arrived under Mr. Thaksin. Some farms have replaced buffaloes with tractors, and many houses boast new extensions and satellite dishes. Many of the pickup trucks that carry protesters to Bangkok were bought thanks to a surge in rural credit. One person helping to fill those pickups is Jakapong Sangkum, a DJ on We Love Udon, a radio station in nearby Udon Thani City. The station was set up by a local red shirt leader. Jakapong says the red shirts have registered 500,000 members in Udon Thani province. His radio station keeps members informed of developments in Bangkok and runs fundraising drives to keep the city protest camp supplied. In between, he plays luktung, Thai country music popular in the region. He says the red shirt movement has spread from the countryside into the city. He says many city officials in Udon Thani and most police support the red shirts. He says every time the government tries to shut down the station, they get tip-offs from the police force, allowing them to rally supporters. Liam Mungwaklang is a former rural resident back on a visit from the United States, where she runs a Thai restaurant. She says red shirt support is so strong because Mr. Thaksin taught country people to stand up for themselves. She points to village houses at both ends of the road, where cooperative loans have helped bring the beginnings of prosperity.
Before, we not that smart. Now we know what's going on, how they must cheat us, how much they want us to be slave for them.
Backers of the current government argue Mr. Thaksin had to be removed because of corruption, but that argument gets a little support here. Local red shirt supporters are also not swayed by the fact Mr. Apisit's government has kept many of the policies that made Mr. Thaksin popular. In Isan's dry countryside, many say they're angry simply because they are no longer being listened to. And that anger is translating into street violence in Bangkok. Since the protests began 2 months ago, more than 30 people have died, protesters, security personnel and bystanders, and more than 1,000 injured. Since Thursday night, there have been sporadic street battles around the Red Shirt camp in the middle of an upscale commercial, hotel and residential district in Bangkok. Aubrey Belford for VOA News in Kumbong, Thailand.